Madam President, the Conference Committee respectfully reports that it's considered Senate Bill 133 and the amendments hereto made by the House and the disagreement of the two houses thereon, and recommends that Senate Bill 133 be amended as follows. Respectfully submitted, Senators Everest, Bogan, Simmons, and Representatives Jasper, Acarius, and Olson. Senator Everest moves that the report of the Conference Committee on Senate Bill 133 be adopted.
Is there a second? Remarks on that motion?
Madam President.
Senator Everest.
Well, the hour is late, and I will not take up a lot of time discussing a bill that we've spent a great deal of time discussing. Unfortunately, had a chance to have a public hearing on. The Conference Committee report is fairly basic. It does indeed put a minimum balance of $2 million into the Petroleum Release Compensation Fund. And for specific reasons concerning the EPA, that minimum balance is required. And we were able to make that correction in the Conference Committee setting. If we look back at 133, we realize that it does take time, but worthwhile time, to make a bill better. What started out as a 2-cent gas tax bill in the House became an assortment of funds to provide money for our highways, roads, and bridges in South Dakota. I think we can be proud of the fact that people join together, and I would commend the ethanol industry, the petroleum release compensation folks, and all those contractors who are waiting to take care of our roads, and state officials waiting to leverage federal dollars to get the job accomplished, because everyone gave a little bit in order to make this package work. So with that being said, I would like if we could, to allow the original sponsor of 133 to say a few words, Senator Dietrich.
Senator Dietrich.
Thank you, Madam President. I'll be very brief also. Yeah, Billy Bob is back. I'm not sure that I've ever had the privilege of having a bill on the floor this late in the session. I'm not sure I really look forward to that opportunity in the future. But when this bill left a few weeks ago from this body, I think we committed that we wanted to try to help fill in the hole to keep an industry like ethanol moving in the state. And I think we also realized that this body wouldn't be comfortable doing that unless we knew that we took care of the highway funds. With the good work that the industry did and that the senators were involved and representatives involved with this compromise, I think we accomplished both, and we can be proud of that compromise. And I would just ask this body to go ahead and support the Conference Committee report.
Madam President.
Senator Simmons.
Thank you, Madam President. Well, Senate Bill 133, and I think all of you can probably appreciate the work that's been done on it. You know, I liked the bill when it left the Senate a lot better than I do now, but we have what we have in front of us. When we look at what we've got in this bill today, I think we can all realize that we will be addressing the issue again, if not next year, for sure the next year, because we know that the Petroleum Release Compensation Fund is not totally whole for the long future. We know that the Highway Fund is not whole for the long future, and we certainly know that the ethanol funding will not totally take care of the commitments that the state have made in 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 years. So knowing that, we know what we have in front of us. I'm going to vote for the bill. I would hope that you would vote for the bill because it's the best we're going to get done at this point. I had great hopes and grand hopes that we would do much better, but we haven't gotten there. So I'd hope that you would vote for it and that we would put it behind us for this year and go forward, looking forward to the next. Thank you.
Further remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Staggers.
Well, first of all, let me say there are many admirable things about Senate Bill 133. During the course of the discussion over Senate Bill 133, we took a look at various funds that maybe were a little bit too high, and so, you know, we are going to be taking, you know, some money out of one fund in particular that has quite a bit of money in it, and I think that's an admirable thing for us to be looking at funds each year here in the State Senate. However, there is one concern that I do have about this bill, and that is there is a tax increase in this bill. Now, what am I referring to? I think everybody's aware that on January 1st, 2003, one of the pennies on the pipeline was to be sunsetted. This bill eliminates that sunset so that the one penny will continue on to make sure that we get an additional $7.3 million each year. And this will continue on and on forever. So, like I said, I think there are many admirable things about this bill, but we also have to be honest and admit that there is a tax increase here. Thank you.
Further remarks? Hearing none, the question being on Senator Everett's motion that the report of the Conference Committee on Senate Bill 133 be adopted, reminding the body this does require a two-thirds vote for passage. As your name is called, those in favor say aye, those opposed nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
APA? Bogue?
Aye.
Rose?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Craddock?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
DeHuick?
Aye.
Dennert?
Aye.
Dietrich Larry?
Aye.
Dietrich Elmer?
Aye.
Drake?
Aye.
Duxbury?
Aye.
Everst?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Hagen?
No.
Ham?
Aye.
Huttmacher?
Aye.
Cleven?
Aye.
Ketzel?
Aye.
Hoskin?
Aye.
Madden?
Aye.
McCracken?
Aye.
McIntyre?
Aye.
Moore?
Munson,
Olson, Putnam,
yeah.
Reedy,
right
Staggers,
out.
Sutton,
aye.
Simmons,
aye.
Bitter,
aye.
Valesky,
aye.
Whiting,
aye.
Senator Olson,
aye.
Madam President, ayes 32, nays 3.
The motion has received a two-thirds majority vote of the members elect, and the report has been adopted.